what you know about this. Most of you probably don't know shit about this. Crazy, that's some shit. Making love to you might make me crazy. Ooh, that's some fire pussy. Oh, fuck you. Forget it. But that's some shit. I like that song. I'm going to go home and pop that in. And listen, what's going on, everybody? It's time for Blue Dot Radio. What's going on, everybody? For me, it's when... No, it's fucking officially Thursday, the 20th. It's like 12:25 in the morning. Mr. Balloon Knots has got to get home, sleep, and get up and few hours for more work because I'm a hustler, baby. What's going on, everybody? I am trying to stay upbeat because I want to stay awake for this drive home. Yeah, obviously, Miss Blue Knots. No one wants to go to sleep while they're driving and shit, especially not me. I'm just now leaving work. I had a fucking great time. You know, I work with two opposite people, right, in my... during our night shift over here, our evening, I got complete opposite people. I got one guy who's from El Salvador, right? It sounds better. He's like a happy-go-lucky fellow. He's like a giant amongst Salvadorians. You know, he's like huge. Like, when he got, I was joking with him, it's like, this is why I love him. He's very jovial, very happy, always trying to joke around back with me and shit like that. You know, like, absolutely love him. I absolutely love working with him. He makes the day great. You know, he's like, I was like, yeah, man, when you go back to your country, you got to be like a spectacle. Like, they must, like, either worship you or celebrate you in the streets when you're walking around. Because most Salvadorians are like 5'5" and under. This guy, he's like, you know, maybe a little bit taller than me, like 6'1", 6'2", a little bit. And, you know, I mean, he's a big guy, wide-wise, so he's not fat, but he's big, you know? He's a monster. He's a handful. And the other guy I work with, which I've complained a few times about on this very podcast, Bobo, the fucking genius. This fucking guy kills me. You know, Carlos, on one end, is glass half full, optimistic. Bobo, the fucking genius, is pessimistic, and he's a glass half empty guy. Like, he's just a miserable fuck. Miserable. But, you know, but fucking, so Carlos, we were joking around, and one of the hot ladies that we work with, oh, hold on, let's take this hit while there's no one around. One of the ladies, something happened. Where her shirt, she was like, my shirt smells like yogurt. Damn. All right. Reset? Okay. Like, it was bothering her that her shirt smelled like yogurt. Who fucking knows, you know? Like, I don't understand. Like, if I was like, oh, you spill some yogurt? She's like, no. And Carl's like, no, she was walking and a black guy threw a yogurt at her. I was like, isn't that a hate crime? He's like, only if you yell spick while you're throwing it. Other than that, or if you're not, then it's just loitering. I was fucking dying. Just the way he said it, it killed me. Only if you call her a spick while you throw it. If not, it's littering. Oh, I said loitering, but I meant littering. Fucking real. He came so fast right back with it. It killed me. I laughed for like 5-6 minutes. It was fucking insane. It was just the timing of it all. And, you know, obviously you had to be there. Because as I'm telling you, it doesn't sound as funny. But it was a good one. Very, very good line. He must have said that one quite a few times. And then, you know, then you have the other fucking guy who, I'm a genius, I got a 178 IQ. This motherfucker, I'm into philosophy. Oh, are you now? Okay, so he brings in books. He doesn't read them. But, you know, like, you could tell the type of fucking, and I'm doing in quotations, genius that he is by just looking at the books that he's reading. Philosophy by the Duck Dynasty guy. What's the guy's name? Like, Phil Robertson or some shit like that. I was like, is that the Duck Dynasty guy? He's like, yeah, you're a very smart guy. You know, he's rich and, you know, you got the philosophy. And I was like, fucking A. Yeah, the guy is rich because, you know, he can make fucking duck decoys. Relax over there. All right, if you can make a good craft and everything, that doesn't mean that that you're a genius in, you know, philosophy and all that shit. You know, I'm not taking life advice from fucking Duck Dynasty guy. All right, go fuck yourself, Mr. 178 IQ. Fucking Bobo, man. It's just every week, it's just like, it's just, I don't know, you know. It's like even our boss, even our supervisor, or the head of our department, rather. He's like the head of the engineers and this and that and, you know, the facilities and maintenance, all the shit. And quality, not quality control, not quality assurance, there's something else. I don't know. But, you know, he's like, I sent Bobo to go do some work because, see, now all of a sudden, within like 3-4 months, I'm now, you know, the go-to guy. I'm the lead. I'm like the head, and it's like crazy, you know. I can't wait till it's time to do assessments. I want to see what kind of raise I'm getting already. Yes, that's right, because now I'm like, you know, one thing I didn't want to do, I don't want to be a boss. I don't want to do any of that no more. I did it for 20 years. I'm done, you know, unless you're gonna fucking pay me more, you know what I mean? Then I might, you know, because I'm already doing it anyway. But I don't want to, you know, I don't want it to come down on me, so I don't want to know nothing. But it just happens to be that way. So I sent Bobo to go do something, and our head, the head of our department and shit, he's like, why is it not so negative right now? It's more positive. He looks around. He's like, oh, Bobby's not here. Hilarious. Fucking hilarious. We got to get, like, one of those vibe crystals that changes colors. So, you know, when he comes in, we can watch it turn fucking black and shit or whatever. You know, what is blue a dull color? Because I like blue. It's like mellow to me. But is that like a depressing color? I don't fucking know. But, yeah, I just, this fucking guy kills me, man. He fucking kills me. But whatever. It is what it is. He's a little older than me, so he remembers, like, growing up with doing some crazy shit. I was talking about, like, when I was a kid, you know, in the late 70s, early 80s, and mind you, in 1980, I was 4. Not a big deal, you know what I mean? But I was already doing crazy shit. Like, my father has it on the 8mm reel-to-reel friggin' film. Oh, my gosh. That's some old shit. But he has a video of me, 4 years old, on a big wheel, going down a steep hill and jumping a rock with a big wheel. No shocks, no nothing. And my parents didn't give a fuck. They were fucking taping it and shit. They loved it. They fucking loved it and shit. They, you know, my mom is scared, but my father, nah, he's a ball. You know, that's the shit we did. You know, we'd fucking sit in a fucking shopping cart. What do you guys call it down south? It's, we call it a shopping cart, and down there, you guys call it a wagon. Yeah, you know, I would sit in a wagon and just freaking go down a fucking steep hill or a mountain, you know, and fucking we'd fall off, do a couple of tumbles. We didn't break our neck. You know, as long as you don't break your neck, you're all right. You know, you break an arm and a leg. No one cared. I never broke anything. Thank the Lord I never broke anything. But, you know, I did some wild shit. We would make fucking ramps. Imagine a 5 or 6 year old right now getting wood, cutting it on fucking machinery, taking a sawzall, not a sawzall, but a circle saw or a little, whatever, man, a chop saw, a jigsaw, any one of those, even a handsaw. I would, you know, I don't want my kid even touching a handsaw at 5-6 years old. And at 5-6 years old, we're friggin' taking nails, hammers, building shit. Like, we, in our mind, we, like, I'm telling you, we come from a generation of fucking engineers, like, real fucking engineering and shit, you know? And you know, we would build these things and jump it and shit. And we were so small and light, we wouldn't break it. But then you would get like an older teenager and be like, oh, let me try it. And he'd fuck himself up. And then we would have to run because he was going to come fuck us up. You little fucks, you did that on purpose. And it's like, shit, we're just building for ourselves. You know, we didn't know your fat ass was going to break it, bitch, and run. That was the way it was back in the day. It was fucking hilarious. Man, we would take our bikes, jump fucking anything. You know, we would see something, we're like, oh, we could jump that. And freaking ride. There was some ramps that I couldn't even ride to the top and shit. I made it to the top and then fucking fall off the bike and slide down the ramp and shit. That was all the crazy shit we would do. It was fun. I would never do stunts. It was just like jumping shit and being reckless. You know, I remember being young, being on top of a garage, my friend's garage. And we took our shirts off. And then we sucked each other out. And then we took our shirts off. We were like, oh, we're going to use this as a parachute and jump off the garage. And we did. We didn't get killed. We didn't hurt. I mean, you know, one guy busted his fucking something. I forgot what it was. Busted his ass. Like, literally busted his ass, and his tailbone fucking was like broken. He couldn't sit down properly for like a month and shit. And you know, those stupid things we would do. Yeah, we're gonna jump off a fucking garage and we're gonna use the shirt as a parachute. Okay. Oh my gosh, that's how crazy we were as kids. It was fun though. You don't see that shit nowadays, not at least not where I live, that's for sure. I mean, I don't even see kids outside playing too much. Like when I see a gang of kids riding bikes together and shit like that, going all around, I give them the thumbs up, you know, and, you know, whatever. You know, they're probably like, what a fucking pedophile creep that guy is. I'm giving them thumbs up because they're out there doing shit. Very seldom do I see kids playing basketball in groups. You know, I see some one-on-ones, but I don't see more than that, you know, but like groups. Like, we used to go five-on-fives, half-courts and shit. Half-court five-on-fives, you know, come on. Play hockey. You know, never mind. If I see kids playing street hockey, I want to stop and play with them. But, like, you can't because, you know, you just can't do that shit nowadays. But it's like, damn, you know, that looks like fucking fun. I want to do it. That was my favorite thing, playing. I used to love playing street hockey. It was my favorite fucking thing. I used to love playing basketball, too. But, yeah, it's just the shit that we did, man. Fucking jumping off roofs, making ramps. And this is all like bicycle roller skates, four-wheel roller skates before rollerblades. We're trying to jump shit. I can't tell you how many broken legs I've seen. Broken arms, broken collarbones, all sorts of shit. Broken tailbones from busting ass. I was so durable or dumb, one or the other, and I fucking just always, you know, always just landed right. You know? I was adorable. And adorable. I was an adorable child. I don't know what happened, though. Fucking, you get old and fucking the world beats on you and shit. Society, a bunch, especially nowadays. Society, a cunts. Like, I'm still fucking, I still want a solar flare to knock out all the electricity and shit so there's no more internet for a while. I'll miss you. You'll definitely miss me, I understand. But, you know, I just, the fuck, you know, I just can't take it. Oh, just like with the fucking Twitter. If you didn't notice, Mr. Balloon Knots on fucking Twitter is gone. Goners. Twitter's fucking shit canned my fucking account. I had that account for 11 years. 11 years. I groomed it really nice. Had a great timeline. Great timeline. Great people that I freaking went back and forth with. Obviously, that's where I did all my advertising for this. Gone. You want to know why? William Shatner, fucking, you know, captain of the Star Trek Enterprise, he said that he was a sex worker back in his young days. And I was like, I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but our captain was a whore, you know, or I said something stupid like that. It's like, I can't believe I'm saying this about our captain, but whore. And then I, like, you know, LOL'd it, you know, or I said, I can't believe it, or something like that. And, you know, William Shatner would have, he's not the one that complained about it. Some cunt. Some fucking cunt complained. It was obviously a fucking joke. And I didn't even get, like, the 12-hour, the week suspension. I got a shit can pulled. So I don't know what's fucking, you know, I already appealed it. You know, I guess I'm going to appeal it, like, every day. Just, like, being nice, I guess. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to be a dick about it. But, you know, I want to get that account back. I don't want to start from new. Like, I'm using my Blue Knot Radio fucking account. And it's the Blue Knot Show. Or Blue Knot Radio. But it's, like, Blue Knot Show. on as the main, you know, at Blue Knot Show. And then the title is Blue Knot Radio. Actually, I just changed it back to Mr. Blue Knot. Just so, you know, I'm trying to get people back. You know, I'm trying to follow. I can't remember everything. Who the fuck I followed and shit. You know, I remember the people I interacted with every day. But man, I'm so pissed with this fucking cancel culture. I'm sick of it. I really am just so fucking sick of it. And it's the fucking internet. Maybe it's just best for me. But I just don't know how I'm now going to advertise. Like, you know, do I just do the Blue Knot Radio? Fucking, yeah, but I kind of like... I just got to find all my fucking peeps and keep it small and that's it. No more big accounts, no more this, no more that. Because I'm poignant on some things. But that was obviously a joke. Obviously I was fucking joking right there. Really pissed me off, man. This fucking culture that we're in is a bunch of cunts, bitches, and pussies. Virtuous signaling and fucking... just recreational outrage. It's fucking the worst. It's the worst. It's the worst. Our ancestors would fucking shoot us all with bows and arrows and throw axes at our heads and fucking stab us with fucking pikes, swords. You know, some of you people get just fucking burned at the stake for being extra cunty. A lot of you people would be, you know, a lot of you people would fucking happen if you acted this way. You act this way in your village because, you know, that would have been, all these people that are cunts would have been cunts in a village. And you know what would happen to them? They would get stoned. People would gather up and throw stones at them. The silent majority would stone these motherfuckers. Nah, we can't have you around. And we can't have you having kids and procreating and shit. Most of you would get fucking stoned. And it ain't you people listening to this. Obviously, if you're going to listen to this shit fucking show of a podcast, then, you know, you're not the one getting offended. But these motherfuckers out there, oh my god, I can't fucking take it. What is that, a UFO? Huh. I don't see no blinking lights on it. Oh, there it goes. He just turned. It just doesn't look right. It doesn't look right. All right, let me take this hit right here. I'm almost home already. Fuck. Woo. That's some good weed right there. I don't know what it is, but... I just blindly grabbed a bag and fucking ran out the house today. I don't feel so good though. I had fucking my oldest, because I'm home in the afternoon for lunch. My little guy is like, I want a sandwich. Oh, this guy's been easy making turkey sandwiches every day. It's easy. The oldest like, I'm in the mood for Taco Bell. Like, you motherfucker. So I gave him my debit card. And, you know, and of course I had some tacos, but I had like a gordita, cheesy crunch wrap thing. I don't know what the fuck it was. I just told him to order for me, whatever. And I felt like shit the whole day. I was full of it. I was full of shit. I was full of shit. And I went to the bathroom so many fucking times because of Taco Bell. And not even bad. Not like the splats. Not the splatter, you know, the splatter fucking bags. You know, none of that. It was just, you know, it was just weird. So... too much information, I know. Oh, well, listen, we all shit. Don't pretend you don't, okay? A lot of you fucking understand. And if you're still young with that iron stomach, it'll change. It'll change. I don't wish it upon you. I don't want it to happen to you, but it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's yummy, man. That's some good fucking weed right there. Smoking out of a wood pipe. Woo. Nature on nature. No crime there. No crime there, that's for sure. Yeah, but like this fucking whole internet shit, especially the political shit, you know, and then when people like, you know, like Bobo, he's an anti-Semite. He's an anti-Semite. But like, you know, then I tried to, I was like, dude, man, you know, the government is not America, right? The government's not America. And he's like, well, I'm like, but no, the people, that's not us. Like, us Americans, we're great, just like China. The government is not China. It's the people that's China. I have no problems with Chinese people. I have no problems with Israelis. I have no problems with Jewish people. It's the fucking governments. The governments are not us. They're just out of control. You know, it's like, but you have to understand that. But he's just like, he's just crazy. He's like I said, fucking, this fucking guy. I don't know why. I don't know why I keep bringing him up. It's just I fucking hate him. It's not too often that I hate people. You know, I'm very accepting. I have patience, but Just not with him. And I try, you know. When he's not saying dumb shit, I'm okay with it. I like hearing his stories. You know, he's traveled to 49 states. You know, I like to ask him things. And, you know, I like to hear other people's life stories. But, you know, sometimes he just says dumb shit. Dumb shit. But at the end of the day, you know, the governments are not us. The U.S. government is not America. They're not. It's the American people that's America. You know, it really, it's true. You know, and most Americans are fucking awesome. Most people are awesome everywhere. Everywhere, most people are awesome. That's the damn truth. That's the damn truth. I work with too many different people from different places on the planet. In my place, you know, we got the labs, we got, you know, like, the scientists, the lab geeks, the fucking nerds, and they're from all, you know, all lots of Asians, a couple of Indians, we got some lady from one of those Nordic friggin' countries, she's fucking smoking, but she barely speaks English, but, you know, she's like one of those lab people, you know, I tried talking to her, you know, not in a flirtatious way, you know, it's just, one thing I really like about this place, everyone's pretty friendly in the most part. Like, really, the worst person is really Babo. You know, everyone's really fucking nice and very cordial. I enjoy it. It's the first place in my life that just, you know, like 99%, 99.9% of the people are fucking amazing. Even the CEO, he's not above fucking being just a normal person with everyone. Like, it's just nice. That's refreshing. You know, it's refreshing. You know, he might drive around in a $200,000 car, but, you know, he'll sit there and fucking bullshit with you and fucking, you know, and be, like, dickish about things, like, in a funny way, you know? It's refreshing. It really is. I'm just not used to it. Not used to it. Not one bit. But, yeah, like, just... Yeah, like, the government's not us. Like, just look at the candidates. Well, then again, Trump definitely represents the culture online. That's for damn sure. That's for damn sure. So, in that part, then, yeah, he is one of us. You know, he kind of does represent a lot of the online persona. But a lot of these people online... A lot of people online, in real life, they're not going to fucking shout. Like, that fucking... People are not going to fucking, you know, be ballsy. Especially not to my face. I'll tell you what. No one's going to be fucking a cunt like that. They are, you know, the way they are to me. The way I act, the way when I say things, I'll say it in front of anyone's face. I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care. I might feel bad after, and I could be wrong. I'll admit it. But I'm not, you know, I'm not afraid to speak my mind. A lot of these people, on the fucking, on the old Twitters and on the Insta-fucks and your mom sucks dicks fucking Tinders and shit. You know, people fucking spew their fucking mouth off and shit. But in real life, they're not going to fucking do that. You know, unless it's going to be some passive-aggressive shit. But they ain't going to fucking, you know, fuck that. Fucking disgusting. But, like, that's, you know, and then you have the other side. You have this Joe Biden fucking character. You know what I just learned? Joe Biden has an island. The motherfucker owns an island. How is that fucking possible? He don't come from money. He doesn't come from fucking, like, big time wealth. He's not a descendant of Christopher Columbus and shit that he should own a fucking island. How to fucking own an island? Huh. I'm gonna tell you how he owns a fucking island. The motherfucker's been in politics since the 70s. And this is where term limits are so important. We need to kick everyone out after 4 years. 4 years, you're out. See you later. So you can't get your roots in some legacy shit. Like this piece of shit Cuomo guy over here. Fucking, but Biden, politics forever. Since I was born, basically. For 40-something years. He has cowtailed it to anyone that'll throw money to him. You know all the crime bills that he fucking wrote and enforces. You know, that all came from like, I don't know if you want to call it lobbying or whatever, contributions, let's go there, contributions and under the table money came from these prison unions, the police unions, fucking, what else? You got, even the institutionalized prisons, that the most disgusting thing that I hope in, years from now, we look back at this and be like, that is so disgusting. That, you know, we're paying, like, these prisons, they get paid for every cell friggin' packed full of friggin' nonviolent criminals and shit. It's disgusting, you know, and you know he got paid that way. And then pharmaceuticals, of course. He has an island. You know what the kicker is? You know what the kicker is? And this is fucking insane. To me, it's insane. His island is 15 miles away from the Epstein fucking island. Why is his island, like, I don't understand that. I'm not saying Creepy Joe, even though I feel like he's a pedophile. In my opinion, no one else is. You know, he's definitely a fucking creepy fucking bastard. He's involved in some crazy shit. I'm not saying he went to the Epstein Island, although I'm pretty sure he has, but, you know, he must have bought the closest island because he's like, I just want to smell the kids' hairs. You know, the hair. You know how he sniffs all the fucking little kids' hair? Yeah, that's why. He just wanted to be... He made sure his island is downwind from fucking Epstein's island so he could smell all the fucking kids' fucking hair and all the fair and all the fucking misery that came from that fucking island. Oh, my God. I just don't understand how this is not being I just don't understand. I don't understand how this is not... plastered everywhere. I just don't understand it. I don't get it. How is this possible? That's why I say the government is not America. It's not. It's not. Everyone go fuck themselves. That's the way I feel. Especially in this case. Oh my gosh. It just gets worse and worse and worse the more I fucking see shit. It's just horrible. Horrible. What did I say? Missing person. Missing person. Last seen in a gray Saturn. Well, that's why he's fucking missing. The motherfucker still has a Saturn. He was probably out in a country somewhere and he broke down, you know, in the middle of nowhere and shit. And, you know, he must have slipped and fell and bumped his head. And he's bye-bye, you know. He's bye-bye in the fucking hole in the ground and shit. Bye-bye in the box now. Fucking, that's why he's fucking missing. The fucking guy got a Saturn and shit. It was like a 98 Saturn. No, that's why he's fucking missing. That shit broke down. Fucking, yeah, that was probably the last 1998 fucking Saturn on the fucking road, too. It's just so funny. People that go missing, fucking last seen driving a Saturn. Ugh, what a horrible fucking vehicle. I'm sure it was good for like 3 years and shit, but after that, ugh. Yeah, no shit, he's fucking missing. I hope everything's okay, you know. Fucking, no, actually I don't. Look at this fucking asshole. This is why I like driving. Motherfucker has a van. Let me catch up. Is it in the next lane? All right, before he makes a left. Yeah, oh my gosh. So he's in a fucking van. All painted up with Jets, New York Jets, the football, the American football, the NFL. He's got fucking numbers and names and fucking players on there. And it says, oh, before he makes a left. It's Jets, simply the best. Simply the best? At what? At what? The Jets haven't been the best at what? The best at fucking sucking? Because they fucking suck pretty bad. Maybe not as bad as the, like, Cleveland Browns or the Detroit Lions. They might be a little bit better than them. But simply the best? Out of what? Out of three? Simply the best. How about simply better than two other teams? And that's it. That is stupid. I want to get a spray can and write on there, put a few question marks, simply the best, and put some question marks after, and then put, like, at what? Like, at what? Simply the best at what? My whole life, the New York Jets sucked, except for like 2 or 3 years. I'll say 3 years they didn't suck out of my whole life. And they still never, they never had a Super Bowl when I've been alive and shit. Since my kids been alive, they haven't even been in first place. Wait a minute. That is not true. See, that was the 1 year that they were good. There was 1 year that they were, it was in the Patriots. After their first Super Bowl, that next year, they were wild card. I don't think they were first place. And I think the Jets were in first place. That was that Vinny Testaverde. I think that was the Vinny Testaverde days, not the Chad Pennington days. See, it's tough. I'm trying to remember. See, I want to sit down and Google it. That's why I need a fucking studio and sit down and do this shit right, you know? But then again, I would have never seen the fucking Simply the Best, the Jets. Oh, the Van. I want to fucking... I should have followed him, like, discreetly, see where he parks, and then go fucking go home, grab a spray can, and go back. Oh, my gosh. That shit, you know, as an NFL fan, that guy is illegally dumping. You're illegally dumping down the sewers. But I'm not a snitch. I'm not going to call the cops, even though I should. Dumping fucking oil down the fucking sewer. That's fucking, people suck. People fucking suck. Just go drop it off in front of a fucking gas station and leave it there. That's it. Or a mechanics, like an auto mechanics place. They fucking have to recycle it. They have to take it. Just leave it there. Fucking assholes, man. I fucking hate people. See? This is why I fucking hate people. Ugh. I'm going to turn this podcast into the fucking snitch cast. We're just going to snitch and all the dumb shit we say. All the illegal stuff, and then, like, the dumb shit's like, the Jets, Simply the Best. The best. At what? At what? At sucking? I'd be an embarrassment in fucking New York NFL? They're just as bad as the Knicks. But at least I've seen the Knicks in the finals in my lifetime. I've seen the Knicks actually do good, like, 20, 30 years ago and shit. The fuck? Disgusting. 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 The fuck out of here. Simply the Best. Oh, man. Did I flip-flop today? I'm going to be called the flip-flop kid, but not, like, wearing flip-flops because, you know, whatever. Who cares about that? Unless you're, like, a cute, beautiful lady, then okay. That's okay. But yeah, I'm going to flip-flop for the last time with this fucking stupid corona shit because, one thing, it's a scamdemic. I'm fucking done. I don't believe shit. I don't believe fucking shit. Sorry, people. I'm sorry. And I know.
Well, you told me it was stupid, Mr. Balloon Nuts, because there are some countries that got ravaged, did they?
That's nice. I don't believe you. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm gonna be fucking ignorant now in this part, because, like, whatever. Yeah. People die. But, you know, people die fucking every year of fucking a lot of things. All right? It's just the way it goes. All right. I mean, I'm just fucking done. People are not dying in mass fucking graves. In groves, I mean. There ain't no zombie apocalypse or shit like that. So I'm fucking done with it. Done with it. So, you know, I'll say this. You know what? I'm going to go the final flip-flop of this whole fucking shit. My final conspiracy or my final thought on this. I always say I got to go with my gut, you know. Was this released accidentally from a lab? It's from a lab, whatever. I'm just going to say this. You know, this was a natural fucking thing, but it was manipulated or changed in a lab. That's what I'm going to... That's my final fucking thought on that. I mean, it's just... We'll never know the fucking truth anyway. It doesn't fucking matter because we'll never know what really fucking happened, just like so many fucking things, you know, and 10 years from now, you know, little snippets and all the mistakes that people have made along the way and shit like that. Maybe, you know, I don't know. You know, maybe there'll be some fucking word on what fucking happened. I don't know, but let me tell you something. It doesn't even fucking matter at this fucking point. It's just, it's done, you know, and you know what? This is why I say, you know, you have to protect your fucking freedoms and shit, right? So, you know, as fucking Emperor fucking Cuomo of New York over here, and I know all the governors are doing the same shit, you know? Like, my wife's like, well, all the governors are doing the same fucking thing. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Emperor fucking Cuomo, some are worse than others, right? You know? But Emperor over here, fucking King fucking Dingling over here, he, you know, they were like, well, when is gyms going to open? When is fitness centers going to open? And he, you know, never answered that. And it was like, oh, don't know. And then, like, I have a friend, and he's actually my son number one's fucking godfather. The godfather, gonna make an offer, you can't refuse. I did that so horrible, but so many people don't even know fucking godfather. Like, I was talking to Carlos, and he's in his 30s, 31, 30, 31, something like that, and he's never watched The Godfather. I'm like, how do you never watch The fucking Godfather? It's like, you have to watch it. You just have to watch it. It's just, it is what it is. It's just one of those musts, but must-sees. You have to do it. My friend with 1,000 other fitness centers and gyms and stuff, they put together a lawsuit, you know, and then right away, the very same day when the lawsuit is officially filed and shit, Cuomo's like, oh, well, if you do this, this, and that, like you change your filters and put HEPA filters or whatever, and, you know, go by the guidelines and shit, whatever the guidelines are, You could open, you're allowed, that's even better, you're allowed to open this month on the 24th, so that's like in 4 days, something like that, and if not, then September, whatever it was, 10th. So if they do nothing and just wait out September 10th, then, like, it's fucked up. Like, you know, wait till you're behind now 3 or 4 months. And that's where my friend, he's like one of those personal fucking type trainers and does, like, that crazy, you know, the crazy shit that I won't do, but, you know, I don't judge, you know, hey, you do shit I'm not gonna fucking do, go toss that tire around and go fucking, you know, run around the block with a shovel and not shovel anything, that makes perfect sense to me, but, friggin', you know, that's what it takes. So if we the people just start getting lawyers and just friggin' start doing class action suits and lawsuits and all this shit versus the fucking government and shit, guess what's gonna happen? This all goes away. That's it. And I'm not saying, oh, COVID's not gonna go away actually. If you're scared, wear a fucking mask, asshole. Go wear a gas mask, because that mask is not gonna stop you from getting fucking sick, asshole. Alright, if you're scared, go fucking live in a bubble. Go get a hazmat suit and walk around like a fucking asshole. Alright? I don't give a shit what you fucking do, all right? I don't give a fuck. Leave me fucking out of it. Leave the rest of us out of it. Let's get back to fucking life already, all right? Until the zombie apocalypse fucking comes, or people are dying. Like, if 1 out of 10 people are fucking dying, that's 10%. Has to be 10%. Has to be 10% for you to start, like, looking. Anything over 10%, then, all right, listen, let's start taking precautions. You know, we don't have to close everything down, but let's start taking fucking a little bit more. This is what, like, you make people aware. Hey, you know, there's this going on. You know, let's build up the immune system. Start taking vitamin C and vitamin D. Start doing a little bit of this. Start, you know, stop drinking that. You know, just, we have to be cautious for right now because there's a new fucking disease out there. And then after a few years, our body kind of, you know, we start fighting it off better. And then there's, you know, things that fucking we can do to combat it. All right. You know, just like influenza, just like the fucking flu. I know I sound like a broken record, but I can't fucking take it no more. And you know why? And why does it bother me? It bothers me. I don't know why. I've been working. I work. I fucking run. I don't stop working. Mr. Blue Knots never stopped fucking working. And I'm impervious to humanity's friggin' viruses and illnesses. I'm impervious. That's right. I'm Superman. That's right. I just can't fly. And I don't have no fucking special powers. You know, zero. Absolutely nothing. oh, shit. All right, there's a haunted house. It's late. All right. Damn, Mr. Blue Knot's got to wake up in fucking 4 hours and a half now. I still ain't going to sleep for a while. I don't fucking get it. I don't get none of it. We hate rich white people and cops, but we're going to vote for them this coming fucking November.
I guess we live in a simulation. I guess we do. I guess we fucking do. I know the Celtics won. I know a lot of people don't really give a fuck about sports, but guess what? I like basketball. And guess who won? The Celtics. Game one, game two. Wanna know why? Philadelphia, 76ers. They're trash! That's right. I said it. Trash. Grade A trash. It's over, Philly. It's done. Sayonara. We'll see you next year.
Oh, when Ben Simmons appears, when Ben Simmons comes back, you'll see.
All right, whatever. You know, I got to say, they're a better team with Ben Simmons because, you know, he makes things happen. And that's important. Even though he can't shoot worth a shit, he can't shoot worth a shit. He can drive to the basket and do anything. He does what he's got to do. But he's fucking trash. He ain't no Tatum. That's right. Tatum is heads and chin better than Simmons. I don't give a fuck. I don't care what you say. I don't care. I'm not going to believe you. You can say whatever you fucking want. Proof's in the fucking pudding. Tatum is 100% better. 100% better. Going further in the playoffs every year. Right? More times than, well, at least more times since he's been with the fucking Celtics than, you know, Simmons has been up. And didn't they come up in the same draft class? I think so. What do I know? I don't fucking know shit. I don't know fucking shit. I don't know shit. Oh, well, listen. I think that's it. I think we got it. You know, of course, I'll come in with the top five fuck yous, but you know what? We know what it's going to be. I think I already fucking talked about fucking all the top five fuck yous. You know, maybe I'm going to skip it. Maybe I'm going to skip it. We'll see. We'll see. All right, everyone. I am back to do the top five fuck yous of the week. It's really the top five fuck yous, how I feel at the moment. The top five fuck yous has been brought to you by Mr. Balloonauts at Balloonaut Radio. Actually, is I can't do any ads. I'll never be able to do fucking ads properly. I'll tell you that. Can you do one for myself? I can't even fucking talk. I'm leaving work, of course. It's late. I'm tired, although I have energy. Why do I have energy? I don't know. Let me tell you something. Let me share something. The last segment, the show I recorded yesterday, and this is the next day while I'm doing this top five fuck yous, I have not gone to sleep. I went home. The wife poured me a couple of shots she thought it was tequila, and I'm not just blaming her. She went and bought it. She saw the Anijo brand, like the name, so she just assumed it was friggin' tequila, but it was rum. It was rum made in Anijo style, which is all right, but the problem with rum is too sweet. And I was hanging out with her, and she was drinking, so she was feeling frisky, and I'm like, oh, fuck, I'm going to get laid. You know, I'm too tired, but she does good work. You know, she gives some of that good head. She gives some of that good mouth pleasure, if you know what I mean. And, you know, things got rolling. It was good. You would think I would have gone to sleep. No, the sugar from the fucking rum. I was up all night. I might have got a half hour sleep, maybe 45 minutes. I went to work in the morning. I got home about 1 o'clock. I fell asleep at 1:30 afternoon. Woke up at 2:15, 45-minute nap. So in the last 24 hours, in the last 30-something hours, 36 hours, I only slept for an hour and a half, and I just worked a 20-hour day. That's Mr. Balloonauts. He's a fucking animal, and that's why I can't even talk right now. See? I'm beside myself. I can't even talk. That's how we eat the pussy. Oh, shit. All right, but anyway, this episode was brought to you by, or this segment is brought to you by, Blue Knot Show at Twitter. At the moment, that's my only Twitter account at the moment. So Twitter sucks at the moment for me.
It really, really does, especially during these times while there's a bull market in the cryptocurrency markets and shit. You know what I mean? Trying to make that money. Trying to stack that sats. Get them Satoshis. Trying to stack that bucks. Daddy needs a new truck. And Daddy needs some vacation money. That's right. That's what Daddy needs. So that's what I'm working on right now. But anyway, that's not what I'm talking about. I just wanted to catch you up on the happenings over the last 24 hours. I don't sleep. And I work. And I'm trying to get this podcast out to you by Friday night because I still got to edit it. And that's the worst. You want to know what's the worst? Editing your own show. Oh, my God. Because I suck. I know I suck. Like, really, I know I really suck. I might make people laugh. Well, I know I make people laugh. Like, I'm a joy to be around. But it doesn't always translate on this. Especially, I'm just doing audible or audio only. I know I'm suffering with numbers because I don't have a video element. But then I have to go on with, like, a big hat and glasses because I got to stay anonymous. I'm back to working with a corporate friggin' entity. And I can't lose. I mean, I'm getting... They're paying me so much money to fucking babysit, really. I mean, come on, you know. I mean, I'm getting paid good. So I'm not going to give that up. Between that and my fucking, my own business and shit, Mr. Balloon Knots is doing good. I'm very happy as far as financially. It's not going to last, I know. But, you know, I think I could go 2-3 years without totally burning myself out. So, you know, that's the goal. That's the plan anyway. But anyway, yes, enough about me. Let's get back to the segment. The top 5 fuck yous of the week. Fuck you. Number 5 goes to auto subscriptions. We all fucking do it. We all want that free trial. Get a 14-day trial. Put in your credit card. Cancel any time before the trial expires. Pay nothing. Or be like everybody else, and that's what we're hoping for. You forget, and we charge you every fucking month. Oh, my gosh. You know, I was going through my PayPal. I had 3 subscriptions every 3 months. One of them, 2 of them, was for the same product. I was paying twice for the same product on 2 different emails, and I'm not even using it. I'm going to pay 60. It was almost $70, and I'm not even using the service anymore. So, you know, it's like you really have to do your due diligence, and I try to keep my subscriptions now strictly through my Apple Pay because it's really easy to go through there, but I saw a PayPal, a fucking withdrawal. I'm like, what the fuck? I didn't buy anything. I asked the wife. The wife just rolled her eyes, said, fuck you. Well, she didn't say fuck you, but that's what the eye roll meant. She's like, you know, well, I would tell you. Well, okay. And when she says she would tell me, it's because she would put it in the cart and tell me to buy it. That's what she tells. You know, that's how we do things, you know, when it comes to that shit online. You know, but, yeah, man, I had, like, 3 things on my PayPal on an auto subscription. So then I decided to check my Apple. And I have some things on Apple. I was able to cancel 2, but one of them, I'm going to forget. I bought my kid a new iPad. So this year, when you got a new Apple device, you got a year free subscription to Apple TV, which Apple TV is not bad. I actually like it. But it's like you get a free subscription, but then after that, if you don't cancel, you get charged whatever it is. And I've had it for 3 months. I've only watched one thing. I only watched the Beastie Boys documentary, that movie that they did. That's all I seen. So it's like it's a waste, really. So yeah, fuck you to auto subscriptions and auto renewals and shit, because we don't pay fucking attention. You really have to pay attention. And then when you're like fucking someone like me that, you know, I value my time that it takes to make the money that I make, you know, but it's like, you know, I'm one of those guys that, like, if I go out with all the people, I'm going to pay as, you know, I'm one of those people. I like to throw money around because, you know, that's why we make the money, to fucking enjoy it, all right, to do things. So, you know, I don't really, like, look at everything that I do, but yeah, so I had maybe a good 5 fucking subscriptions and auto renewals that it was just milking me money, almost $100 a fucking every 3 months or something like that. You know, it's not a big deal, but it is. You know, it is. A little bit more, 20, 30. Yeah, every 3 months, yeah. I had a few. That was in a month, of course. Like, every month it would come out, and I wasn't paying attention. Because, you know, it's one of those things. I'm not fucking living check by check at the moment. You know what I mean? So let me enjoy it. All right, let's take this hit. I wrote this down, so this had to be part of the episode. The beauty of me. I don't remember shit from yesterday, so I don't know what I fucking talked about. But I'm going to assume I wrote it down because I talked about it. Fuck you, number four, goes for, oh gosh, I'm really going to go here. All right, might as well. The people voting for Biden. The people that are voting for Biden that are under that BLM, that's pro-BLM movement, people that's out there fighting for the rights of people that, you know, all those people that's against the rich white people and against the police, but meanwhile, they're going to vote the very thing that they are against. They're voting for the very thing that they're against. What the fuck? What the fuck? It's just craziness. It's craziness! I can't deal with it! They fucking people suck! They fucking suck! I don't know if they're paid actors. I don't know if they're just fucking people that are fucking lonely and need love. Maybe they need a fucking hug. You know, a lot of those women needs a fucking a grab on the ass. You know, but, you know, a lot of them are fucking ugly. No one wants to grab their ass. But we need some guys. We need some men in this country that, like, you know, there's guys that they'll fucking, they'll put their life on the line and go fight for this country. But yet, I can't get them to friggin' do the country good by freaking grabbing some of these ladies' asses and making them feel like real women for once. Holy shit, they're ugly. But man, come on, guys. We need some men out there to take some for the team. We really do, man. Listen, I'm right there with you. I want the hot piece of ass, you know? I want that too. But they don't want you. So how about this? Take one for the team. I'm not saying you gotta marry the fucking bitches. All I'm saying is give them a little fucking squeeze of the tit, you know, an arm around the shoulders, hold hands. You know, if you can stand not puking in their mouth, give them a little kiss and grab their ass. Even better yet, you give a little smack like this, but then you give a little rub. Guys, you fucking guys that don't know how to fucking smack a woman the right way on the ass, it's because you don't do the rub after. After you give that smack, you have to rub. You have to rub gently, right on where, right where you smack them. That's the secret. That is the secret. Don't, listen, don't come crying to me because you're not paying attention and shit like that. Take down notes and fucking, you know, no one wants to smack the girl and then she goes, ow! And then there goes, fuck it, sex is ruined. You don't need that. You can smack them hard if you give the rub after. It soothes. It soothes the smack. I know. I've been practicing that shit for 24 fucking years. 25 years, 26. How the fuck old am I? Man, it's been a long time. But the smack and the rub, I've been perfecting for, let's say, 20-something years now. All right? I'm a professional. I know. I know! Trust me. Trust me, fellas. We need some guys out there to take one for the team and just make some of these goddamn ugly motherfucking emotional dumb bitches and ladies that listen to this. I'm not talking about you. You're listening to this. You're definitely not. You might be a bitch, but not in my world. You're one of us. You know what I mean? You're part of the team, you know, or I'm part of your team. Whatever it is, we're the same people. Sorry, I'm a dick. I'm a bitch. You want to see a bitch? Fucking come confront me on some shit that I don't want to fucking listen to. You know what I mean? You want? I need something done and you ain't doing it? Ha ha ha. I will be a fucking bitch. Get me on the phone with customer service. And, you know, those lazy motherfuckers. Man, I got those fucking people doing shit for me because I know how to play the fucking game. Just trust me on this, guys. Just trust me. Trust me. And you'll be doing humanity a big favor. Like, I'm going to put together, it's not the army, but it's like, you know, it'll be some kind of services, like, you know, military services, but it's to save this country. And it's by friggin' making all these crazy motherfucking butthurt people feel love and feel wanted and shit. I think that's what's needed. Ooh, excuse me. three, two, one. I think that's what's needed, really. fucking asshole. I know. Mr. Balloon Nuts, you're a jerk off. Thank you. Thank you. I might go home and jerk off. Who knows? Put me to sleep. You would think that I only got an hour and a half sleep over the last fucking 2 days of work. You would think I'd go home and fucking be tired. Nah. I smoke some weed. That's like crack for me. I'm like fucking, you know, the crackhead Biggums and fucking the Dave Chappelle show right now. Whenever I smoke weed at night, and especially this shit, woo, off the walls right now. You can tell. Look at me. I have energy. Well, I got energy because of this next one, too. It's a love-hate relationship. Here, let's take a hit. So, you know, if, well, most of you, up until a few days ago, were following me on Twitter. It's the only place that I'm on social media, which I don't know how long that's going to last. Because I have to diversify myself. Yuck. But one of the things that I'm into is into cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, shit like that. You know, and right now we're in a bull market. We're in a bull run. We're in, some people say, alt season. Kind of, sort of. I mean, it's almost kind of like an alt season. But I've been in this shit since 2013. I've seen all the alt seasons. I've seen them all. And those first fucking three were fucking beautiful. Even the fourth one, 2017. All right, we can say that one was really beautiful because people made money. I made money. I mean, it didn't make me rich, but, you know, I did things. You know, I got things done. I bought some things. Things that was needed. You know, it was well worth it. You know, it was like, you know, a year and a half of fucking, of me working. A year and a half of salary. Well worth it. But anyway. You know, fuck you number three is to cryptocurrency trading and Bitcoin trading because it sucks everything. Like, it sucks all my fucking time. And the reason why it's a fuck you right now is because I was doing some research. I'm still investing in a few more. At this time, I like to try to have like 6 or 7 good bags. Really, really good, you know. And when I say good, I'm not throwing so much. It's not like I have a lot of indispensable money. Like, you know, I got shit in the savings that, you know, it's there for a reason. I have other stuff, you know, but same time, you know, like today I had an extra $500 on me. I went straight into the bank so I could buy some Bitcoin, and I'm going to disperse it between two or three bags. I want to add to one bag and start two new bags. So I'm looking at charts, I'm doing research, and my boy Carlos over here, my fellow mechanic over here, he's like, oh, hey, what are you doing? So I start explaining. He's like, oh, I heard, you know, it's like, I just don't understand. I spent 3 hours, and it pepped me up. I was tired. It pepped me. All this energy you hear from me, it was because of that, because I got to turn someone else on to crypto. Poor bastard. God rest his soul. I told him, take it easy. You know, like if you don't mind wiping your ass with $50 and flushing it, start with that. You know, it's like, start small. You know, I explained KYC, you know, and no, Archilobo, I know you got excited you heard KY. You're like, oh, yes, yes, no. No, keep your pecker in your pants. We don't need to lube it up and slide it into something right now. Relax. But yeah, I was explaining shit to him. I was explaining, like, you know, what you can explain in 3 hours. You know, and then I was going over, like, how I research and what I'm looking for. And I told him, don't listen to me. You know, I mean, there's people out there that became rich. But to me, that's more luck than anything. You know, but then there's, I told him my dumb shit. My dumb link shit and my dumb fucking dash shit, you know. Just like being happy with 3-time fucking growth because you don't believe in what's going on with it. And then all of a sudden it fucking skyrockets like 20,000%. It's like, God damn, right there would have bought a house with what I had. So, you know, fuck it. If I was able to hold on to fucking Dash when it was Darkcoin to Dash, I got rid of it because I didn't believe in the model that they were doing. Lo and behold, I was fucking wrong. Like, I am wrong, you know, a lot of times because I'm human. But that one is the biggest hurt because that's like a $10 million. That would have been a $10 million thing. I wouldn't even be talking to you fucking people. I'd probably be dead. Honestly, I'd probably be fucking dead. All the fucking, at that time, I probably would have gone back to coke. Now I'm over 40. I ain't never going to touch coke. I might do like a key bump if someone offers to me and it's someone that I really trust and love. if someone's going to give me a little key bump of coke and they love and you know, they love me, then I'm going to trust them. You know, that it's not going to make my heart explode. I don't know if that's a good fucking idea. I said when I'm over 40, I'm never going to fucking do coke because I know my body. I feel it. I don't know, man. I think my heart would explode, man. I don't know. So I don't know if I'll ever do coke again. I kind of want to. Sometimes I kind of miss it. But, I don't miss it that much where I'm going to go buy it. You know, I could just go to a few friends and be like, yo, hook it up. But I don't. Although, I was thinking about making a smart contract and putting it on the old Uniswap. And, it's going to have no real use except for getting to host a studio where you can buy hookers, drugs, and midgets. Hookers, midgets, and drugs, and just have a grand old time doing shows. That sounds like fun. That sounds like fun to me. So I wonder, should I get that going? but I wouldn't do it on Ethereum and not put it on Uniswap. Fuck that $300 fucking gas fucking fee. Fuck you. All right, we all know, if you follow me, you all know which platform I would go to, okay? We all know. It'd be Waves, which I still say is a goodbye. Since I'm talking about it, now why is it a fuck you? Because it consumes all my time. It consumes my fucking time. You know, I'm throwing money at it, which on the most part, even if I make like, if, as long as I'm plus, I don't fucking care. It's like a video game. You know, I don't play video games. I don't watch TV. But that's like kind of a video game for me, you know. It's like, it's a game. So, you know, it's a gamble too. It's a gamble. It's like fucking anything else, you know. But whatever. I don't think I'm gonna lose it. It's too early. It is 2020. Anything's possible. But I think we're gonna have this similar type of run from 2017 to 2018, where by springtime 2018. Things were really starting to fall apart. And if you didn't get rid of it there, you're a fucking dummy. Because come September, everyone's down fucking 70%. Come the following year, everyone's down 90%. And if most of us, like myself, held most of your bags, because that's what we do. We hold like idiots. A lot of us lost 90% of our value. I know I did. 90% of where I was at my top. I did sell some. Like I said, I did things. You know, I bought a car. Bought a fucking nice computer. I had to do some repairs on some things, something on the house, and I went to Portugal. You know, it was a nice vacation, and I still had the family vacation, so, you know, and paid my taxes and everything on it. So guess what? You know, that's why I like doing it. I would like it to be one of my jobs, of course. I'm having fun with my jobs, though. Even my business, sometimes, like today, I was fucking pissed off because it's like, well, let's make it, you know, this fuck you. You know what? Fuck you! Let's see. Do I want to make it a tour? All right. Well, fuck you! Number two goes to people going back to normalcy, which it's really a fuck you to me saying that, but I have selfish reasons for it. Today I was out working. I got to go through first the parts of Queens, all around like Queens and Corona Park and shit. Then I dip into Brooklyn. I tried to get on the Jackie Robinson Parkway. I sat there for an hour and a half, and I went almost nowhere. Almost nowhere. I was so aggravated. I'm like, motherfucking people. All of a sudden, I'm like, put your masks on. It's Corona. Go back home. All of a sudden, now I'm one of these fucking Karen and Kens. Fucking go home because I don't want traffic. It was a madhouse today. I didn't even finish what I wanted to do today. I have one place that I had to go to today. The owner called me and he's like, oh, what about this? And I'm like, I'll be there. If not, you know, then I just text him. I pussied out. Not calling him. I just text him. He's like, hey, man, it's crazy out here. I'll be there Saturday. Saturday, I got to go to Bronx and I can go into Brooklyn and I'll hit those last three places that I said, that I need to hit anyway. But then I got to replace that light in another machine. Yeah, I got shit to do. Ugh. And then I got my jukeboxes out. Ah, fucking fuck my life, man. But whatever. Like I said, the more money I'm going to fucking invest, hopefully next year I could do less work and fucking just sit down a little bit or reinvest or whatever. You know, I have other passions too. You know, I'm going to start growing. I have a lot of business ideas, and if I could dump money into it, train someone up to do it and make some income on it, fuck yeah, that's what Mr. Balloon Nuts is doing. Yeah, that, or I think real estate the next 2 years is going to crash, so I want to have some money for some real estate, some property and a couple of houses. Woo! Mr. Balloon Nuts got plans, motherfuckers! That's right! I got plans, but fuck you, number two goes to people out there causing, you know, they've been cooped up in the house, they can't wait to get out. And what does Mr. Balloonauts do? Stay fucking home, bitches. And I don't even want that for myself, and I really don't want that for this country. But, like, I've been spoiled since March. Since March, I'm not dealing with fucking traffic in New York. New York is amongst the worst. I know L.A. is bad, and I'm not saying it's not. Like, that would drive me crazy. You know, at least, you know, our infrastructure is better for traffic. You know, not by that much. I mean, it's not like we got those super highways with 8 lanes. The most lanes we got is 3 with a HOV, with an HIV fucking lane for the high occupancy vehicle. You know, it's bullshit. You know, we don't have that double-decker fucking highway and shit. You know, we don't have, like, in Atlanta, that 12-lane fucking highway and shit. So it's rough, but once you get into the city, it just sucks. New York sucks. I'm not saying it's the worst, but for me, it's the worst. It's like all of a sudden, too, you know, I was out and about. I'm out all the time. Today, I wanted to fucking murder people. I was wishing that my e-brake, you know, the emergency brake that's in the middle in between two seats. I was praying that it would magically, when I hit the button, missiles would shoot out of the front of my car, my fucking van, my fucking truck, and fucking blow up the cars in front of me so it'd make a path. I'll do some of that Batman style blowing up cars in front of me in traffic so I can get through and shit. I was praying that something magical would happen, but, you know, alas, we all know there's no such thing in fucking magic when it comes to blowing up other people. Oh, Lord. All right. Fuck you. Number one goes to people with opinions, their own personal tastes, you know, their own thoughts, but only cares for themselves. They don't have no consideration that, you know, other people have different tastes. They don't care that other people have different thoughts, different tastes, different anything else. They don't care. They don't care. They want things their way, and they want it now, and that's it. Fuck you! Goes to them. Fuck you, no one goes, oh, you motherfucking people! Oh, you motherfucking people! I want this, and I want it now! What triggered me? Fucking Babbo with his dumb yacht rock. I don't know what else to call it. It's yacht rock. It's the worst fucking type of rock out there. Worse than Christian rock. I thought Christian rock was bad. This is worse. I was like, Babbo, what the fuck is this? And he's like, oh, it's like it's heavy jazz or alternative jazz. And I just looked at Carlos and I mouthed, what a douchebag. And then when we went to the other, when we went outside, he's like, what? What did he say? And I told him, you know, I was like, he's listening to yacht rock. It's yuppie rock. It's like worse than soft rock. It's yacht rock. Yuppie rock. It's the worst. He's like, yeah, that is some sucky shit. You know, like Carlos, he's from San Salvador, El Salvador and shit. You know, he loves him some hip hop because he's like 30 and shit. But, you know, he loves him some rock and roll, too. And he hated everything on there. Minus one thing that went a little bit nice. He had some Queen on there, but that was like a half a song. I couldn't even get a full song of Queen. He fucking had to put on some of that fucking Kenny Loggins bullshit or whatever it was. It was bad. There was some shit that I never heard of. Never, ever, 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 ever heard of. I know music from the late 50s to about 2005. I'm pretty good. I love music, and I know a lot about music as far as, you know, I heard that song. I can sing along to it. I know the beat, whatever. You know, I might know the fucking artist. I'm pretty good nailing that, even though I suck at, like, my memory pretty much sucks with names, but I'm okay with that. I'd be bringing out some things out of left field that it surprises me. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe I remember that shit. Not with my fucking stoner pop fucking brain. Fucking mush memory. I got mush memory. But yeah. Fucking Babbo. with his fucking yacht rock fucking, and then it's like, hey, Bubbo, what do you think of rap?
That fucking sucks. It's the worst. It fucking sucks. You know, I don't like it.
All right, you don't have to like it, but you don't have to say it fucking sucks, dude. A lot of fucking people like it, stupid. Like, I might not like it personally. Like, I don't like anything past 2005. You know, on the most part, 99.9% of it, I don't like. But that doesn't mean it's bad. It's just, I'll just say I have bad taste. That's what I say to people. You know, I'm not into your fucking, not into your Cardi B. She's a fucking disgusting human being. I mean, don't get me wrong. Her body's like a fucking roller coaster. And yes, I would like to take like three or four rounds with that shit. Of course. I'm not gay. I'm not a fag and shit like that. You know? I mean, you know, I toss her some fucking, some pipe. You know what I mean? I lay some fucking pipe for some Cardi B and shit. And I do all sorts of fucking things to that. But it's too fake. I don't like it. I'm not into that shit. And I, you know what, though? She's not a bad rapper. She's pretty good. That's a bad example. Even though I don't know shit after 2005, I heard some of her shit. And I want to hate her because I don't like her, like, in her social media. But she's pretty good at fucking rapping. She's pretty good. So you know what? I got to give her credit. But it's like, you know, whatever. It's like, you know, I got to give, like I just said, I got to give her credit. I got to give her credit. You know, people like it. You know, I might not like it.
Oh, this sucks, Bobo.
And I said this. I was like, you know, opinions, taste in music, your own thoughts. They're like assholes. Everyone has one. All right? Everyone has one. So who are you to say that this fucking sucks? That music sucks. I got him back. You know what I did today? I brought in my fucking speaker. And this speaker fucking rumps. It's a small speaker, but it fucking rumps. Especially in an enclosed fucking shop like this. Woo! It sounds like a club is going on in my shop. I fucking, you know. Oh, he's like, oh, what are you going to play? I'm like, nothing you like, dude. So, you know, like, he don't like no rap, but I wanted to test it. I had to put on some Beastie Boys first. I've been on a Beastie Boy kick. I admit it, but that's like my youth. You know, he didn't say nothing. All right. So then I was like, all right. I was like, but I also like rock, but right now I've been in some heavy shit.
Oh, I love Ozzy Osbourne.
Fucking Bobo, this is 2020. All right. Let me put on some Disturbed for you. And he's like, oh, I don't like this at all. I'm like, yeah, it's, you know, it's not, you know, I need to get pumped right now. I need to get pumped. Now, mind you, I'm not, like, really big into Disturbed, but they got some good shit that's catchy that I could deal with. Oh, my God, I almost got to an accident. Oof, fucking thank you, guy. Sorry. Fuck. That was scary. But then I was like, all right, let me go back into, like, you know, my niche right now, what I'm into. I'm, like, into Korn and Rage Against the Machine and, you know, shit that I liked in the 90s. You know, there's a lot of that shit that I'm just right now, you know, listen to some White Zombie again. I don't know. It's just that's the kick I'm into right now. So I play, and I love Korn. Korn is one of my favorites. Playing some of that. They got very catchy beats. You know, so I'm just looking at Bobo because I'm just waiting because, you know, now I already made a big deal about, you know, your opinions is like fucking assholes and shit, you know. Who are you to fuck? I didn't say who are you to say, but, you know, I was saying that about myself. It's like, you know, who am I to say what stinks and what's not? Everyone has their own shit, you know. It's like this guy that I fucking work with sometimes, he only likes the 60s.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, because you're from that fucking era. You know, and I like it. Don't get me wrong. I like shit from the late 50s on. I like a lot of music. I like a lot of music because I appreciate it. I appreciate it. There's a lot of shit that, do I go out of my way to look for it and listen to it? No. But I hear it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's nice. You know, and then you put yourself in the time and the context of it all. You know, kids these days, oh, the Beatles suck. You don't understand the context and everything about it. That shit was fucking groundbreaking, earth-shattering. It changed culture. You don't understand. You know? But you do understand, because shit happens nowadays that you just, you know, take for granted. But later on, in hindsight, you're like, oh, yeah. So that's why I appreciate a lot of fucking music. Because, well, first of all, I'm not musically inclined. I'm not singing nothing. I ain't fucking playing shit. I could play a beat on a drum, but I ain't playing the drums. Like, I have to force that shit. When I was in school, I played the drums until I got thrown out a fucking band because I was throwing drumsticks at Anthony Zappetti, you know? And he was friendly, but it was just, I just wanted to throw drumsticks at him. So I got thrown out of band. I couldn't do that no more. But then I was able to go the next year, but I couldn't play drums. So, but I wanted to stay in the fucking brass and shit, you know, in the percussion and brass. So I was like, oh, you know, I want to play a saxophone. And the guy's like, if you want to play a saxophone, you have to master the clarinet. I'm like, oh, no, that's like sucking dick. Playing the clarinet is like sucking dick. I see those girls over there fucking playing it. And I was junior high. I wanted to stick my dick in their mouth like they're playing the clarinet. And some of the cuties who played the clarinet and they played the flute. Now, I want to stick my fucking pecker in their mouth instead of that fucking clarinet, of course, you know. But I convinced myself the way I was going to do it, the reason why I would do it was because, one, I couldn't play the drums, but I still wanted to play band because I wanted to play, you know, I like playing music and shit. We didn't have no guitar, nothing like that, you know, and I wasn't good with, like, you know, like not terminology, but like, you know, it as a study. Like, you know, you could learn like 5 chords and 5 notes, and you could, like, if you master that, then you could do fucking, like, anything, you know. Yeah, I wasn't that fucking person, you know. I love me music. I know what's good. Not that I know it's good, but I appreciate shit. I love it. I do love music. I love beats. I love a good fucking instrumental. I love a good guitar. I love a good fucking drum. I love a good beat when people just fucking make a beat out of nothing on a fucking, on your computer. It's amazing. Like, my friend got that DJ equipment and he'd be doing some of that DJing. I'm impressed. You know, he's not playing. Yeah, well, he can play the piano. That's why, you know, and he's good at it. So, you know, he can play some instruments. But that being said, you know, I play the clarinet. Like, for me to play it, I was going to be around all these hotties. You know, and I also played sports and shit. So, you know, they, you know, it was good. Let's put it this way. I had a good time in fucking school. You know what I mean? But, yeah, I played the clarinet, then played the fucking saxophone, but then fucking got thrown out again. You know, that's what happens when you fucking get caught behind the fucking curtain friggin' kissing a girl and grabbing her ass. It fucking happens. But to be fair, her hand was like, you know, going down my fucking pants. And mind you, this is eighth grade. And she didn't get thrown out. I got thrown out because it was me. You know, it was Mr. fucking Balloon Nuts. Fucking teachers were threatened. They knew I was going to get all the pussy and not the fucking teacher. What a fucking creep. What a fucking cock blocker. You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, band teacher was a creep and he was a cock blocker. What a fucking dick. What a dick. Damn. Wish I realized it because then I could call him out and shit. Motherfucker. But yeah, fuck you number one goes to fucking Babo and is like, that fucking sucks. Shut up, fucking Bobby. No one gives a shit about your fucking opinions, alright? I listened to what you liked for the last 3 fucking days, and guess what? That fucking sucks. Everyone says it sucks. I never even heard of half that shit, and I love music. Yacht rock and your yuppie rock. Get the fuck out of here. Fucking, ugh. Big fucking boo. Babo, fuck you. Number one goes to him and all the people that's so poignant. Oh, I'm so poignant. I only care about my opinions, not yours. Oh, well, what I think is the right way, and you're clearly wrong. You're wrong in my world. Well, guess what? You're living in this world, so sorry, you have to be part of, you know, you have to, you know, take in consideration what you just fed, fucking said, stupid. You know, you're part of the 7 billion fucking world. Not the 7 billion, it's not part of your world. Fucking cuckoo fucking brains. Cuckoo for brains. Oh, that shit sucks. Rap sucks. Really doesn't. Like, I wanted to start playing some Wu-Tang. I was like, ooh, I'm going to play some Wu-Tang. But then, like, I divvy up the paperwork and all the work going on, and he saw what I was... I don't think he got what I was doing, but he definitely didn't like... You know, he definitely didn't like no fucking Systems of a Down. When Systems of a Down came on, and Carlos is laughing, because Carlos knows what I'm doing. When Systems of a Downs came on, and I'm tired, but they was pumping me up because I was being a dick. Yeah, you know what? I'm not really being nice, am I? Nah, I'm getting him back though. Fuck that. Sometimes revenge is fucking worth it, and it's okay. I'm not harming him. I'm just fucking giving him a taste of his own medicine. How annoying he is. Stop being fucking annoying, bitch. So, yeah, fuck you. No, number one goes to good old fucking poignant fucking Bob. Fucking, ugh. Fucking asshole. Alright, I just pulled into my driveway. Let's take this last fucking hit. Save the last hit for fucking the best. The best hit is the last hit. Not really. The best hit is always the first hit, right? Yeah, that's the truth. But this last hit goes out to you. Uzi. Uzi Vert. Thank you. Really, thank you. Lobo. Fuck you. When are we doing the podcast? I can't wait to do it, dude. You know I love you. I can't wait to do it with you. I can't wait. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I would love to do it, but, you know, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon for you. I would love to do it, dude. I love you. But goddamn, you know how fucking tired I am right now? I just got home, so I have to hook up to the Wi-Fi, and now we have to do another hour and a half and shit. I only slept 1.5 hours over the last 2 days. I love you, but bitch, put that KY jelly on your dick and fuck a pillow or something. Stay busy until fucking next time. I fucking love you, bro. I love you. All right, everyone. This is the end. Can I play more Doors? I'm playing the same fucking music over and over again, and I don't give a shit because... This is the most unprofessional podcast ever. It's what I feel like listening to while I'm friggin' editing this shit and, you know, when I'm finishing it up with. It's the song I feel like listening to. Deal with it, bitches. This hit goes out to all of you. I love you all. I love you. I really do, all of you. Thank you so much. You know, you make this worth doing. Not that any of you guys interact with me, but you know, I see the numbers, and I'm pleasantly surprised. Especially, I have no way to friggin' really publicize this, get this out. I have no distribution right now. With my account done, like, I had a nice following on the account, and it wasn't fucking bots and shit, you know? It was a nice following. And I had all walks of life on there. Like, it wasn't just one thing. It was so many different fucking... things that I'm into. I really had a nice timeline. It took me 11 years to make a perfect time fucking line. And fucking butthurt fucking people. Someone needs a hug. Someone needs a fucking thumb in their ass. Fucking, and twisty. A little twisty, twisty fucking top action on the fucking bunghole while you're friggin' giving her the doggy style. See, when you're laying that pipe and you just fucking grabbing that ass, but you do that little smack and rub, and that thumb gets closer and closer and closer to that fucking rusty fucking dirty penny. Woo! And then you friggin' start giving those long deep thrusts, and you stick the fucking the tip of your thumb in there. Woo! And she goes, oh, forget about it. Forget about it. That's what that fucking lady, whoever that bitch or guy, one or the other, that's what they need. That person who fucking, oh, you said whore in a joke to William Shatner after he said he was a sex worker. Oh, I'm offended. Suspension. I'm getting you off. That's the type of person that fucking needs love. I was going to say that needs a fucking take a gun, point it in their fucking mouth, and pull the trigger. I was going to say that, but that's mean. That's mean. They need a hug. They need a little love. They need a little dickin' with a little thumb action in the fucking dirty penny right there. The balloona, the good old asshole, the hiney hole, the butt hole, the asshole pipe. the shit cutter, the Hershey Highway fucking Express. Fucking what else? There's so many, man. Oh, you guys should email me all the rest. I'm missing so many. I love you all. Listen, thank you so much for listening. If you can help me, you know what I'm going to ask. Send those fucking 5 stars. Give the good fucking the comments, you're just leaving recipes. We're leaving recipes on the comments. Fuck that shit. Every episode, comment on the episode, leave a fucking recipe. You know what? Because one day I'll get back, like, you know, into the triple digits. I know I'll get into the 4 digits. One day I will if I really, really press this and do the right thing, which I know I'm not because I'm lazy. So this is all null. But, you know, one can pretend. What if this thing gets huge and then people are looking at the comments and it's just like, oh, rotisserie chicken. Oh, beef bouillonnaise. Oh, egg rollatini. Oh, you know, oh my gosh, that'd be hilarious, right? Why is it hilarious? I don't know. It just is. All right, so again, what was I? Oh, this hit goes out to all of you because I love you. Everyone, have a good one. Have a good week. Thank you for listening. I appreciate it. If you have multiple devices in your house, download the episode on all of them. Play it for a second. Fast forward to the end. Let it finish, like, on the last 5 seconds. Or maybe listen to the song. Maybe you like the song. Listen to the song. And then that's it. It counts as a download and a listen. Bingo, bango. Mr. Blue Knots is fucking... back in business. All right, everyone. I love you all. Take care. Until next time. Bye-bye. I love y'all. Bye. Au revoir. Ciao for now.